Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. Get a couple of quick calls off the hotline. Frank and DeWitt, the first up. Frank, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. I don't know if you caught the emperor in the White House, his phony tears.
Oh, I caught it.
It just made me sick. I'm still gagging over his how he uses human props and gets around and the phony crying and everything like that. This is even more serious than what you're saying. It isn't. We've got a person that is doing away with the Bill of Rights with an edict.
Yeah, that's right.
This is nothing more than tyranny. He's doing it with the First Amendment. He's basically the freedom of the United States is being taken away, and these people are trying to enslave us.
And these and the thing is, people don't even care, Frank. Well, if it's hate speech, they shouldn't be allowed to say that anyway. So let's get rid of the First Amendment. You know, you can only say freedom of speech, but only in certain contexts, and sometimes only in certain areas. Here's your free speech area at the college. You can stand over here in this 12x12 space. By the way, if you can't handle your finances, no, you can't have the Second Amendment, and so on and so forth. Frank, I know I get what's going on. The groundwork's been laid for a long time, and he's executing it at a brisk pace. No question. Shifting gears now, Dave on the line in Flint. Dave, welcome to it.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I think that the thing that's being missed here is that these encroachments into our freedom can only be stopped by winning elections, and only stopped if American people are activated. But I don't believe we can win elections anymore because I think it's rigged.
Some people believe that. You know, I remember. And I'm going to leave you with this thought, and you tell me. In 2012, I was listening to precinct captains in and around Cincinnati, Ohio, who said Mitt Romney was winning robustly in Cincinnati. And that was at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Election Day 2012. And I thought, okay, that's a good sign, which means because if they carry that county in Cincinnati, Mitt Romney's going to roll through Ohio. And then, strangely enough, the numbers by 8 o'clock at night had totally reversed. And these were veteran poll captains. These are people that have been through 30 years of elections down there. They weren't rookies. They knew what they were looking at. They understood the numbers. And suddenly, magically, the numbers didn't work anymore. I've never understood that. It doesn't make sense. And then there was parts of Philadelphia, 896 precincts, that 100% of them went for, not just 100% of the precincts, 100% of the votes went for Barack Obama. That's not even mathematically possible.
You're hitting it right on the head. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And now they're mobilizing Hispanic groups, these liberal organizations, to flood the voting booths in this next election cycle. Doesn't matter whether they're legal or not. They just want to flood the polling places.
I got to run, Dave. I got to get to our next guest here because he has an important perspective on this as well, but I appreciate you checking in from Flint. Our next guest understands a thing or two about race and guns and America and violence. Rick Hector is a National Rifle Association credentialed firearms trainer. He's a black man with a gun living in Detroit. You know, talk about a paradox of a bit. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, and Happy New Year, and thank you.
And Happy New Year to you, my friend. All right, let's talk about this. I mean, you watched the president yesterday say, well, you know, if your doctor doesn't think, you know, you should have a gun, we can probably take the gun away from you. If the Social Security Administration thinks that you're, you know, not capable of taking care of your money, you probably shouldn't have a gun. You know, this is an encroachment on Americans in general, but I think that in places where you spend more time, in areas, black communities in Detroit or other inner cities, Rick, this is more egregious to people in inner city Detroit and other big cities in America than anybody else. You guys are going to be victimized more than anybody else.
You know, here in Detroit, and there's other places in the state too. You know, I would offer up Flint. You know, a firearm. You know, to us, you know, those of us who value personal protection and self defense. You know, it's really our lifeline. It's the one method that we have to be able to defend ourselves We are acutely aware that the police cannot be, you know, everywhere. And, you know, and in their absence, we have taken it upon ourselves to take on a more active role in our personal protection. Just last night, you know, in the news, Channel 4 reported that a defensive gun use story occurred over on Ohio Street here in Detroit. So, you know, it's happening, and we're doing everything that we can to be safe. But it's egregious to see that, you know, that
well, let me ask
our president.
Let me ask you this. Rick Hector on the line with us. He's a credentialed firearms trainer for the National Rifle Association. You know, a credentialed black man in Detroit firearms trainer. So, you know, an interesting individual to say the least who, you know, was threatened with a gun in his own, you know, and decided if he was going to survive that incident, he would not be a victim again. But let me ask you this, Rick. You know, you look at, as our caller Dave just mentioned, you look at the Hispanic community being mobilized to support Democrats, the black community, by and large, mobilized to support Hillary Clinton and all of their anti-gun positions. What do you do to convince people in the communities in which you work and live to say, listen, we've been supporting these Democrats for 10, 20, 30, 50 years, our entire lives, and what has it ever gotten us? You know, it's gotten you under the thumb from, you know, a lot of people that support Democrats just seem to be under the thumb of these people. Am I wrong about that?
No, I mean, that's a fair observation. You know, as a matter of fact, before I got robbed, you know, I would say that'd be a fair characterization to me. The thing that I continue to harp on, you know, is the fact that I could never support a candidate who didn't support my right to defend myself. And when you look across the you know, the field of candidates who are running, you know, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and that other guy who's running, I can never remember that third guy, you know, it's not even possible to vote Democratic. And then when you look
I laugh because, you know, it conjures up, and may, you know, this is kind of conjures up this imagery of old white people telling you, a black man, you shouldn't be allowed to defend yourself. I'm like, really? Rick, that's all the time I have for today, but you're always a great conversation. Happy New Year, my friend. I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot and very soon.
All right. Happy New Year. Thank you.
There you have it. Rick Hector, everybody. And